Tuesday, 15th week, Ordinary Time, 2. Reading 1. In the days of Ahaz, king of Judah, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, king of Israel, son of Remaliah, went up to attack Jerusalem, but they were not able to conquer it. When word came to the house of David that Aram was encamped in Ephraim, the heart of the king and the heart of the people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear-Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, on the highway of the fuller's field, and say to him, 'Take care, you remain tranquil, and do not fear. Let not your courage fail before these two stumps of smoldering brands.' The amazing anger of Rezin and the Arameans and the son of Remaliah because of the mischief that Aram, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah plots against you, saying, 'Let us go up and tear Judah asunder, make it our own by force, and appoint the son of the table king there.' Thus says the Lord, 'This shall not stand, it shall not be. Damascus is the capital of Aram, and Rezin is the capital of Damascus. Samaria is the capital of Ephraim, and Remaliah's son, the head of Samaria. But within 60 years and 5, Ephraim shall be crushed, no longer a nation. Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm.'" Gospel, Matthew, chapter 11, 20-24. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done. Since they had not repented, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done inside Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." Theme: Miracles and Faith. The Jews like miracles. The Vietnamese like them too. For example, there was a source which announced that the Blessed Virgin Mary would appear on the sky in Houston on the night of the Blessed Virgin Mary would appear in the sky of Houston on the night of June 13th. Many people spent all night looking up to heaven. The result was that no one saw her. When questioned, those who announced the news said, because the Houstonians didn't have enough faith. In the gospel, Jesus worked miracles to light up the faith. When people already had faith, miracles were no longer needed. To the ones who are hard to believe, no matter how many miracles they saw, they still did not believe. In the gospel, Jesus worked miracles to light up the faith. When people already have faith, miracles are no longer needed. For those people who, for some people who do not believe, some people would still not believe even if they saw miracles happen. Today's readings illustrate the relationship between faith and miracles. In the first reading, when the king of Judah faced the power of Syro-Israel, the Syro-Israel Association, the heart of the king and the heart of the people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. The Lord sent both Isaiah and his son to confirm the king. Isaiah advised him not to be afraid of their power. If he believed in God's power, the Judah kingdom shall stand firm. If he believed in God's power, the kingdom of Judah would stand firm. In the gospel, Jesus compared people of certain cities with each other to illustrate a truth, which is to often listen to Jesus' teaching and to frequently watch his miracles didn't always lead to faith. He also warned his audience that whoever enjoyed more privileges shall be judged more heavily. Analysis Reading 1. Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. Syro-Israel Association. The history illustrates that people of the same origin don't always love and protect one another. Because of political ambitions, the king of Israel associated with the king of Syria to fight against the kingdom of Judah. When the king of Judah faced their power, the heart of the king and the heart of the people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. They need to show a firm faith in God. In times of trouble, it is the time for people to show their firm faith in God. The Lord sent the prophet Isaiah and his son Shear-Jashub to the king of Judah to confirm his faith. The prophet said to him, "Do not be afraid, believe in God." The Lord also showed him the consequence. Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. The Lord called the king of Israel, and the king of Syria, two stumps of smoldering brands. This means that they shall not last long. History showed that both of them fell to the Assyrian Empire before 721 BC. The prophet wanted to say to Ahaz, the king of Judah, that the Lord controls everything in the world. He shall protect the one who puts his complete faith in him. Gospel. If the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. Jesus compared Chorazin and Bethsaida with Tyre and Sidon. Then he began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. Chorazin and Bethsaida. Chorazin was identified by archaeologists as being the modern Chorazin, about 2.5 miles from Capernaum to the north. Bethsaida was a village in Galilee, located to the west of the Lake Tiberias in the strip land of Gennesaret. Bethsaida was the native place of Peter, Andrew, and Philip, and a place where Jesus frequently traveled. Two miracles which Jesus did and reported in details happened in Bethsaida. Two miracles happened at Bethsaida, which Jesus reported in detail. Jesus healed the blind at Bethsaida, and the miracle, the multiplication of the loaves, when he fed the 5,000 people at Bethsaida. Two miracles happened, which Jesus reported in detail. They both happened at Bethsaida. Jesus healed the blind, and the miracle of the loaves when he fed 5,000 people. Besides, Lucas also reported that Jesus taught and healed many people at this place. Tyre and Sidon were two big commercial harbors of the Phoenicians, which is to Lebanon today. They were on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Tyre was located about 23 miles to the north of Arco and was about 20 miles from Sidon to the south. Jesus rarely went to the Palestinian territory. The evangelists report only one time when Jesus went to Tyre and Sidon. That was when a Canaanite woman begged him to heal her daughter from a demon. Jesus seriously tested her faith by saying to her, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs," before he healed the daughter. Jesus compared Capernaum with Sodom. Jesus said, "And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Capernaum can be said as Jesus' city, because he frequently went to teach and to work miracles there. St. John reported Jesus' first miracle when he changed the water into wine at the wedding of Cana, and he reported the healing of an officer's servant. St. Matthew reported Jesus healed the Roman centurion's servant. St. Mark reported Jesus healed a paralytic who was lifted down by ropes from the roof of a house. St. Luke reported Jesus expelled a demon. Mark reported Jesus preached in the Capernaum synagogue, and John clearly recorded Jesus preaching of the Eucharist after he fed 5,000 people. Sodom. We knew about this city from the book of Genesis, when God commanded fire from heaven to burn out the city because of the terrible deeds they committed against him, especially sins dealing with sexual immorality. This city lies opposite with Zoar, toward the southwest of the Dead Sea. During Jesus' 3 years of public ministry, he spent most of his time preaching around the region of Galilee. He rarely went out of Galilee and Jerusalem. Therefore, all Gentile cities, such as Tyre, Sidon, Sodom, etc., almost had no opportunity to hear his preaching or to witness his miracles. When bringing out the comparison between the cities, Jesus wanted to emphasize an important point. Whoever has more opportunities to repent, they shall be judged more heavily. Bethsaida and Capernaum shall certainly be judged more heavily than Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom. Applications in life. To enjoy more privileges isn't necessary to lead to faith and love. Jesus warned, "No prophet is loved in his own place." Whoever has more opportunities shall be judged in a heavier manner. Our challenge, due to many opportunities, make us love God more and to be firm in faith. Our challenge. Do many opportunities make us love God more and to be more firm in our faith?